News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with members of the College Station Police Department. Today, we are promoting the annual Easter celebration, of which Bryan Broadcasting Stations, including WTAW, are part of. The host organizations are the College Station Police Department and the George Bush Presidential Library Museum, and visiting with Officer Ryan Clements about the annual celebration that is a week from tomorrow.
Yes, sir. This is a wonderful tradition for the city of College Station. It began back in 1982 with the College Station Police Department, and we joined forces with the George Bush Library in 99. It's been an annual tradition here in College Station for numerous years.
And I imagine it has grown over those years.
Oh, yes. Lots of kids and parents show up. It is a blast out there.
It is the best 15, 20 seconds of the year, I think.
It is wild, but there's a lot of eggs to be given away.
How many?
Oh, several hundreds. We've been packing Easter baskets and filling eggs for several weeks now at the police department and at the library.
For newcomers who have not experienced this before, what are the do's and don'ts?
Well, first off, we need to register. There's forms you can find at the College Station website with the city. And at 9 a.m., there's late registration for bikes and door prizes. And then at 9:30, the grab bags open for children 7 and under.
And again, the city website, cstx.gov, and you can go on from there then.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the rest of the agenda would be?
Well, at 9:30, the grab bags open, and then we have face painting and refreshments and other games. And then right at 10 o'clock, the Easter Bunny arrives on the Cow Station fire truck, and then they'll have three different fields for three different age groups, so the bigger kids don't get intermingled with the little kids.
And I see here the age groups are birth to 3, 4, and 5-year-olds and 6 and 7-year-olds.
Yes, sir.
And as far as arriving, again, this is a week from Saturday, so getting to the museum, proper places to park where you're not going to be allowed to park, some of those traffic things.
Yeah, there should be plenty of parking out at the library, and there'll be event coordinators to coordinate the traffic.
And even if you don't have children, it is still a fun thing, and I bet there are folks who just come out just to be a spectator.
Oh, it is. Like I said, it's a great tradition in the city of College Station that's been going. It's our 32nd.
I may get in trouble for asking this, but were you a youth that were a part of this at one time?
Not in this city, but growing up, I'm from Wisconsin, so we did have a similar event, but it never got quite this big like we have in College Station. This is a really great tradition.
So any idea how many will or have shown up for these?
There's several hundred kids out there, and it gets pretty wild, especially when the children get released to go scavenge for the eggs.
Again, the cstx.gov website is the place to get the registration taken care of. And I see here on the flyer, again, registration forms will be accepted the day of the event until, obviously, the egg hunt time at 10 then.
Yes, sir.
A week from Saturday, the annual Easter celebration again put on by the College Station Police Department along with the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Again, I guess the pregame activities beginning at 9:30, and I see even after the Easter egg hunt to allow 10 minutes. I chuckle about that because it'll take
fast.
About 10 seconds.
It goes fast.
But then that's followed by a kite flying contest.
Yes, sir. Hopefully we'll have some win, but there will be a kite flying contest and some door prizes given away.
Again, that's all a week from tomorrow over at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Ryan, appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Thank you, Bill.
And again, Bryan Broadcasting Stations, including WTAW, among the media sponsors of the annual Easter celebration. That's a week from tomorrow. Thanks again to Officer Ryan Clements at the College Station Police Department for the visit here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.